Well, first, a lot of that's independent expenditures, and so the big money actually comes as independent expenditures, but you have your opportunity to turn them down. And when you look and see what PACs are supporting individual candidates, the ideology of those PACs generally reflect the ideology of the candidates. And I've been watching this a little bit here, and you know the support that I've had. And the last time we really went out for endorsements, that was when Christy Vilsack was my opponent, and we had 60 agriculture organizations that endorsed me, and she got the goose egg lobby. So that was pretty good for ag support. If you look at what's going on now, this Republican Main Street Partnership PAC, I walk by them on Wednesday mornings in the Capitol Hill Club, where I chair the Conservative Opportunity Society and have for 16 years. I'm one of the few Republicans with a gavel in Congress. When you walk by, you take a right turn, you go into Conservative Opportunity, you take a left turn, and you go into the Republican Rhino PAC. And these are the people that are supporting Randy Feenstra. They are known as the Rhino PAC. You don't bother to say the Republican Main Street Partnership. They are the people that killed the repeal, the full 100% rip it out by the roots repeal of Obamacare. They're the people that are advocating for red flag laws, which is why you heard him say he's opposed to red flag, because he's endorsed by a PAC that is supporting red flag laws. And another one would be National Right to Life. When you look at them, we had to fight them. They battled against the heartbeat bill, not only in Washington, but in the states around the Union. And they say that they're a pro-life organization. They're not. They are incrementalists, and they're in the business to perpetuate their job. So you can go on with that. And for example, the PACs would have the money pouring in do reflect those wishes. One of them was Karl Rove's PAC that came in a while ago. And Karl Rove holds a grudge against me because I killed amnesty every time he tried to bring it. Now he's working against me because he thinks if Steve King had been out of the way, we'd had amnesty a long time ago. You can trace this all back. Look at the PACs, follow the money, you'll find out the ideology, and the candidate reflects the ideology.